The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.
We're before the bounce thanks to the Team Tyre Power and Ponds and Norlane Hotels. Relax and catch up with friends at the Ponds and Norlane Hotel. Bit of confusion here at the MCG. We've just seen the official team sheet that has Reece Stanley playing.
Exactly.
The Cats are tweeting that he's not playing. So let's head downstairs because Jason Doherty standing alongside Geelong assistant coach Sean Grigg for HMC Flooring.
Yes, well, I can tell you, he's just fallen onto the floor if he's not playing, because we just spoke off air and he's definitely playing. But we welcome Sean Grigg to K-Rock Football again, and you can certainly tell all the listeners, Sean, that Reece Stanley is in fact playing and Mark O'Connor is the medi sub. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's the September whispers, is it, that get around late. So, yeah, no, Reece is definitely playing.
Okay. Talk to us about the weather and the impacts, Grigger. Is there been a sort of a look at the radar and factoring all that in as you put the 22 in?
As a coach, obviously, yeah, we look at all those things and take into account the weather and the conditions. But here, the MCG, the ground's obviously immaculate, and there's been a bit of rain around. But yeah, we feel like we've picked the right team.
Sean, Niotti, good luck.
Thanks, mate.
Hey, you've had a fair bit of time to think about this one, and we've had a fair bit of time to talk about it, so we go into areas maybe where we shouldn't have. We spent a whole lot of time talking about Lachie Neale, and would you change this concept of really not having a hard tag? How much airplay did that get at match committee?
Oh, a lot. You know, we do our research, and obviously Lachie's had a great year and also a great finals campaign. He's been one of the best players on the ground in both of them. So, yeah, we'll have a plan in place for Lachie, obviously. But, you know, we'll back our midfield in. We've got some hard and tough players in there that will, you know, if we get a good contest from our rucks to nullify the big O, then, yeah, we'll be a chance at ground level.
Sure, good luck tonight. Brisbane are a great offensive side, we know that. They're ranked two across the season for points scored. They love a fast shootout-type offensive game. How do you avoid that tonight?
Yeah, obviously they've got some great threats ahead of the ball. You know, they've got the tools, and then they've got the guys on a ground level who are very damaging. So, you know, for us, it's about getting pressure on that ball from, you know, our forwards and our mids to give our defenders a chance, to nullify that. But yeah, definitely the pressure around the ball, Sando.
And what about the anxiety around prelims? I know, like, the mood would be fantastic in the rooms tonight. There'll be an incredible energy getting ready to take on the Lions, but it's really hard, as you know, not to look too far ahead. I know the grand final's in 8 days, but there's a pretty important job to do tonight, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Brisbane played a great brand of footy last week, so, you know, we'll just be looking to execute our game and get that the best we can to give ourselves a chance for next week. But ultimately, we can't look too far ahead, as we all know. We've got a formidable outfit in front of us.
Good luck tonight, Grigger. Tyce Dengel, what role do you play in getting into the club? Because he's been fantastic, obviously.
Yeah, I had a good relationship with Tyce at our time at Richmond, so to know him personally and to have that confidence, you know, to give, you know, Scotty and Andrew Mackey and, you know, the whole club that Tyson's a wonderful kid and obviously very talented. I saw firsthand what he could do on the footy field, albeit a training at Richmond. He really caused some headaches for us older players when he was there. But he's a wonderful person off the field, and for him to put in the work he did over pre-season, there was no golden ticket for him. He had to come in and work hard and cement his spot, and he's done that.
What about Danger and Selwood started on the bench in the qualifying final? How much work have you done with those guys just to get them to accept their roles? And, you know, it's in some respects a new look midfield with Tommy Atkins in there.
Yeah, it is. You know, we've had Mark Blitzarves go through there as well, and Cam Guthrie's been in good form. And so Joel and Pat obviously play their part in that. And I thought Joel's second half in the first final, I thought he was best on ground for mine. He was fantastic in the contest, and Pat had some great moments too. So, you know, we'll just keep mixing that up and keep playing the hot hand. And, you know, we've really got a deep midfield, and we think that's one of our strengths.
Griggy, you've had the serious questions for HMC Flooring from Sando Neilty and Pete Ryan. Now you've got Benny Cass, and I don't know what's going to come out of his mouth.
Well, sure, when Kiggy broke that news that Stanley wasn't playing, I think some of those sites he visits during the week, he gets a bit of fake news across his desk, and that was one that just popped up. But just wondering, how did you sell Geelong to Tyson Segal? Did you, like, sort of, you know, the big wheel down there at the waterfront, or the water slide at Norlane? Because they're both gone. Maybe the Geelong West Library. Give us your little spiel that you said, look, come to the Cats, because this is what you're going to experience.
Well, it wasn't hard when I said there's Jeremy Cameron and Tom Hawkins. I said, there's going to be a fair bit of ball your way, Ty. So he was pretty happy with that. And I know he doesn't like the ice baths, so I said you might be able to jump in the ocean down at Torquay. He might be a little bit better than an ice bath.
Just in all seriousness, when when I know we've spoken to a few of the guys throughout the year, and they said from right from the get-go in match sim that he looked the real deal. Has the coaching group been surprised how well he's fitted in and how well he's played?
Not for mine. I knew he was so talented. I saw it firsthand as a player, and he played a couple of games for Richmond and performed really well. So the only thing Tice really worked on was his pre-season and his fitness, and he turned up in great shape and he trained every day, and you know he just backed up and did the work. So to be honest, I probably wouldn't have said he would have been All Australian. He's exceeded that expectation, but I knew he was going to help us.
And just a few words on Jed Buse, game 150.
Oh, he's just a reliable, tough defender. You know, the one thing he has really worked on and improved, in particular this year, is taking the game on. You know, we see him, you know, give a stiff arm and a fend and break through a tackle and really charge through 50. So, you know, Buse's just, he takes a really good defender every week and gets a job done.
Take us into the sub decision, Grigor. How do you work out of the four? Probably Segler was probably the unlikely one out of the quartet, but deciding between Menegola, Lepaffet and O'Connor.
Yeah, really tough decision, obviously. All really good players, and you know, we're happy to play any of those guys at any time, but Mark gives us the flexibility. He can play a number of different roles, and he's rock hard fit, and he's been in good form when he's played.
Oh, absolutely. Grigor, we know you've got to meet a few other commitments tonight. We do really appreciate your time this evening. We've always appreciated it this year. I'm not sure whether we'll get to talk again. Fingers crossed we do get to cross paths over the next 8 days. But thank you for your support of Carrick Football. You've been great to have on air throughout the year. And whatever the future holds, we look forward to what the next 8 days gives us.
No worries. Thanks, gents. I'll see you at the GFL granny tomorrow.
Look forward to it.
Send the invoices through Sean just to Kingy.
No worries.
See you, Grigor. Sean Grigg joining us there. Thanks to HMC Flooring.
The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.